We are in the middle of the sugya, Roy Machmas Tashmush. The sugya is Mamshech after you have three husbands and do three piyas. It's also, it says 3 points over here. One is do a bdika with a shiva feres. The second thing that you can tell upon a vestal. And the third thing you can tell upon a makal. Basically, shiva feres is a base of gimel. A dear vestis is a dalid. A makal is from zephein onwards. So first, I'll sugya the idea of shiva feres. Basically, you have this pipe over here. You have this twig or this splinter that you put inside with a moich, with a piece of cotton on top. And you go check, you find dam on top, maisha should be also loyalum. The Gemara says, my scratcher, therefore use a case of aver, a case of lead over here. First question, the tubing down the rivet, are we semich upon a shiva feres, but zmanazah? The rivet says, she'ain onu bekiyim, and therefore a person should be machmer. That's where Ramban paskins. Maisha Lushem disagree. Rashba, the Rosh, the Ran. Come on, number one, the idea over here to say Inu Bikim and to ask the Ishul Oilam is a massive Kiddush. Inu Bikim and do other things. Inu Bikim and to ask the Oilam, that's a massive Kiddush. Voi, myself says Rishonim, what's so hard about being a Baki? Take a pipe, put a stick, put cotton top, and go see. Therefore, the Rabbah come on and says, Va'af bezman azeh yishlis b'chalov, come on, forget the sheet to arrive it. That's how the ik of the place can come along to Paskin. A gam who gets the shach later on to Kanye Dalid, he's with star of the shita to be machmer. Now, this idea of being shofarish bezmanazah, the place can point out practically today, but our bezmanazah is left off to go do it. We're much more advanced based upon our technology. We have light in those days. If you want to check Isha with light, we have to take a fire there. It wasn't that comfortable, and therefore today that we have light and not just the sun which reflect off that well, we can see much what's going on much better, and we can do things that Kaina Shofaris in a much better advanced way. By the idea of Rungar 4, today they have either injections or pills based on estrogen, and therefore they can strengthen either her lining or strengthen that ear over there that she should not see them. So we can do Saida Bedika better. We can know what's going on much better, and we can do the refuah also much better. So even though the thing can come up, every sefer says, do not get to the third time, don't make yourself ulcer, take care of it before, and there are ways of dealing with it in a much better way. But technically what it says by us in the sugyo, first, this shofaris, what is the material over here? So again, the Gemara said the case of aver, case of lead, so it should not scratch a person. It says Rashi, eats wood, not go use, it scratches. Let's say you do use a case of wood, the Piskachua brings down for the night of Yehuda. Then let's say a person only finds dam on the side. So maybe it should work. So it says, when you find dam on the side, if you found no dam at all, so get of not finding any dam, which you get the loch and nafkamina is whether you find on the side or finding no dam at all over here. The case of Barzal, Kamal the Shach says the mice does not work. Why it might scratch a person? The Gam the Tosha Shlom and Chesiach from the page of Mefakbek, what's the difference between Barzal and all the cases of metal over here? I mean, all other cases of metal, come along with shachas, and the mice, that does work. So what the chilek is, yesh lodin, the Torah Shlomo wants to fakir eat upon that, while Shabbat work, the Gemara says a case over here, or all metachas work, the Gemara says a case of aver, a case of lead over here. Mice, even if you do the bedikim as manazera, Vosna writes, today we have synthetic materials, they don't scratch at all. An example, he says, to go use a case of nylon, go use a case of, nylon, basically. It doesn't scratch, and therefore do not even use the materials that Chazal really said, because ours are better materials. That's one thing to get to the shiva feres. A second thing is to get to the shiva feres is what is the size of the shiva feres? How big is it? How thick is it? How long is it? So Pesach Shuvah brings down the Mas Ben Yamin and the Munah Shmuel. It says it has to be a case of an Eva Benini. Now, the size of an Eva Benini. Yeah. But we don't do shiva feres either, but they said if you do it, that's how you should go use. Now, if you use the Eva Benini, now, if you look them up, there's really the two aspects by Eva Benini. There's the length and there's the width. Come on, Mas Ben Yomim and Munah Shmuel, they both say the length has to be Eva Benini. And as far as Pashut, how far go back, maybe it's Ma'ur, the Makur, to open up. And therefore, you have to go test if you're Roy Machmas Tashmish. Mash Enking, the thickness of the Eva. So the Mas Ben Yomim says it has to be Eva Benini. Mashing the Munah Shmuel, who lived at the same time, the 1500 says you did not have to be Eva Benini. That means the Piskat Shuvah is bringing down both them, but comes to gate to the thickness. They are arguing the point is that the length or even the case of the thickness. The Gra says, what's the side of the Machalikis? The side is, because understand very simple, the reason why the length has to be that way, we should the Makar. But the thickness, the reason why the Mas Ben Yom wants to be Mekel, I'm sorry, the Munah Shmuel wants to be Mekel, has no Shachas, so opening up the Makar. I thought Shady the Maspinomos, you mach mitzvah, because you open up an isha, you stretch her, it also affects the makor over here. That seems to be the argument. Number three, how to be machzis design. So the shach sounds a little bit like the case over here. We have the pipe, it's open on one side, the other side is closed. You have the stick over there, you have the moich on top. Maista is clear, the Beis Yosef, we need to have the Rambam, but the Chachuma says that's not the case. It's really a double-ended open pipe that you have open on both sides. You put it in first, then afterward you put the moich at the top of the twig, and you put it inside to go see this dam. If there's no dam on top, only dam on the side of the Shiva Peres, then we'll tell upon the case of a makom. A fourth point over here is how far the Shiferis has to come along to go. Come along with the Shach, again the Master Ben Yomin. He says the case over here is at Shashamash Dosh, how far the Eva goes over here. And he said, we believe the Isha, how far it comes to be. Now there is a Pesach Shuvah being done from the Chassam Sefer. You won't say it has to go Mamash to the Makar. Ayin Shom, but Ikin the Pesach can say, we're Semich upon her, how far the Shamash goes. Well, that's first the technical aspect to give the Shiferis. Now, Mitzad the Sugya, the Betzim, there are three husbands over here. There's the first husband, we'll come along to an Aser, then the second, then we get to the third. So really, we have to discuss all three situations of the Shefaris, they get to each husband over here. So first, come along, you have the third husband, you have three Bias, you come along to Aser. We did a B'dikah with Shefaris, you find Dam on the side, look who she's mutter. Who's she mutter to? The third husband, or the fourth husband? So come on the Rambam, the way the Magen Mishnah explains, it's only mutter to the fourth husband, not to the third husband. Ma'isa Ayu saying it's a Makovir. The way the Magen Mishnah explains is Xero, the might to be before you do the B'nai Gemisha Ferris. If you can end up being matter, we have Kaina Xerovir to be Machman and say, first you can never be, once you also a husband, you always say also. The Ma'isa the Shach says, Haskomas Apostle is not the way. The symbol of an understanding is a Makovir, will tell upon a Makovir Makel. Live with the Milchus Yaakov, the Chok Mazon, the kids of the Graz, they say also we matter the third husband, Aldei the Shefaris. Now, in the case over here, where you did find Dam, then actually do Bedikah with the Shefaris numerous times afterwards by the third husband, they come on the Pesach Tshuva and he brings down the Chavadas, and the Yehuda says once it's Osir, once you found Dam Lamaila, she always remains to be Osir. There'll be no Hector over here. That means the Pesach Tshuva discussed after the first husband might be a terub. But after the third husband, once you do it, this should be your last option. Because once you come along to answer, she's stuck over here. Now there is a parish who wants to be fakfek, but how big the person can go once the third husband is also, you find Dam Lamaila, even if a bunch of diggers afterwards, you found nothing, she's also. Now, build upon this, said the Pesach Tshuva, calling him Munishmol, do other things first. His example he's discussing, is taking a case where we have the moich with no shiva feris, put it inside, and see what happens. If you find dam lamaila, you have a clear, maybe push on the side. You find only dam on the side, then a person can be makel. If you don't find lamaila. Now the Torah Shlomim is brought down to a fakfik upon this idea of the Munish Shmuel. He's not a fakfik upon the Yisrael Shavai. He says, number one over here, you'll always find dam lamaila. And number two, he says, it's going to come to irritate her and makalkal the isha, make it harder for her to matter herself. So he's not arguing on the concept. He said, Vada, do anything else before you do the Shefaris. Except this case of the Moich, he says it won't work. That seems to be the argument over here. But Vada, if you have another way of doing something first, do that. If you find Dam Lamaila, but the case of the Moich without Shefaris, you have a Tli over here. Now the Gemara says a case over here where you found Dam on top, Moich is Ulcer, we found Dam on the side, then Smoter. What happens, the third option, you find no Dam at all. So, there are those, Sirtaira, Maisa starts clearing back and forth, maybe wants to be Machma over here. The Maisa come with a Shach, and he says, Poshit, you find nothing, the Maisa is Smutter. The Basa, the Maisa is Smutter. The Chokhbazadim, the kids, you find nothing, it's Smutter. They point out, read the Gemara slowly, the Gemara Betzim is saying it. The Gemara says, if you find it on top, the Loch is, she can be Tomin, also to everybody. If you do not find it on top, then the Loch is, Bavada Shimonat Stodim. The Gemara is saying it, Avada from the sides. The Gemara does not say you found on the sides. The Gemara says you do not find on top. Vada min atzodim. That means the Gemara is saying if you find nothing, that's what should be motor. And that's what the Shach says. The Loch is partially, you find nothing, the might say it's motor. So once we have these three levels over here, again, the case you find it, Lamaila also. On the sides, we're saying Vada samako. You find nothing, you go like the Shach, also it's motor. The main shal among the Achoyim in the Lamda Shavai is what is the havana behind why you find nothing is a mutter? Is it working the same idea inside the sugya of Makkah? Or is it working a different mahalach over here? That means again, you find dam on the side of the shofaris, why is no dam on top? Must be she has a scratch on the side. You go to any bedekka, she finds a scratch on the side. Same thing, that's why you have a shofaris, find dam on the side, she has a Makkah. Is that the same yisoid over here? We'll say it's the case of a Makkah, or is it a different point over here inside the sugya for Birat over? The way the shaft brings down the Dakimoshi from the Ritzpa, he says the case over here is a chocho that she nisrapo. Meaning, Be'etzem, she was roi machmas tashmish. She had bia and opened up the makor, and she saw dam, and she was roi machmas tashmish. First time, second time, third time, and all three husbands. 9 times. However, the fact now they did a shefaris, they found nothing, she got healed, she got better.
Where was the lack of Gemara that's
from? Oh, well, fine. It's that's a tli over there, we could say that way. But the way the shach said over, Dilman Israpo. That's what the shach says. And Be'etzem, before she would spawn the Dakimoshu. Atzal Sheni, the God wants time for Goy Shai Duo, wants time that's partially reading the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, it's been a Sodom, it's a Chocha come to the side. You don't find on the side because not really caused by Shavuos, but Maaseh, if you every time you put something inside, it's from the Makor, it should came out. The fact they didn't find on the side, because this was not a rough material, very soft material, and they not caused Dam to affect the Makor. But the Sodom over here is, that Be'etzem, you find no Dam, it's a Makor Be'etzem. Then Mishael among the Achrayim is when you find dam on the side and you find no dam at all, is it the same halacha or two different halachas? That means the simple understanding of Machlik Shishen over the Goy Shai Duro, what time by the Graz, versus Lurit Spop, what time by the Shach, is this Yisrael when you find no dam is a Sugar of Mako or Sugar of Four? Those who are speaking out clearly, this Nafkmino, is the Chavadash versus Noid Behuda and a bunch of Pesach Chuvas over here on the page. That means your Machlik in last Chabura. The Chavadas versus Noid Behuda is a Sugya of Vestas or also Sugya of Chayla. The second Machalikis over here, Noid Behuda versus Chavadas, is it a Sugya when you find no dam? Is it a Sugya of Makkah? There'll be no Nafkaminas over here. That means, come along the Chavadas and Wataino, it's the same Sugya. You find dam on the side, you find no dam at all, Sugya of Makkah. There's no difference. Ayla Maisa, why did you find no dam? In Kolos Bodhi Shavuos. What about this Makkah? Masha Enki, the Noid Behuda says, no, it's working two separate ways over here. I didn't find dam on the side of the sugya Makkah. You did not find dam at all. Nichla sugya of a four. That means she was roi machbas tashmish, and she's in the srapa right now. Once we have these two mahalchim over here, the Svarim bringing down eight different nafkaminas. We'll discuss four now. Basically, the four on the page. That means you can say, just figure out first the nafkaminas. One nafkamina simple is do you need zayinakim? Another nafkamina is do you come along and you saw no dam, and then you saw three times afterwards. Are you now back to the Pirate Heroi Machbeth Tashmish? A third Nafkamina is you do a Sheferis when she's pregnant. A fourth Nafkamina when you find nothing after the first husband. A fifth Nafkamina be a Bedika be Meiziva. A sixth Nafkamina we do the case of the Piskachuva, a Bedika with a kiss, Ida Begir Pishtin. A seventh Nafkamina will be later on in the Simon over here when you over Shimshah three times. And the eighth Nafkamina is a case where you saw through a case of Argosha. Those are the eight Nafkaminas we'll discuss. The simple ones, right now, four of them over here. The Betzim, just to be clear, there is a third Mahalach, also brought down by the Pesach Tshuva. That means you have one option, that when you see final dam, is a Sugya of Makkah. Another option, you find no dam, Sugya of Nisrapo. First, Moshe brought down by the Pesach Tshuva has a third way to learn it. He wants to tell you, even if you find dam on the side, we're not sure if it's Makkah or four. We're not sure what it is exactly. Maybe she's healed, maybe she did, maybe it's a Makkah, maybe it isn't. And therefore, he wants to say there is no Chilak, whether you find dam or not. And he always makes sex out of it. That's he wants to tie no. Maybe it's been outside it's a Makkah, maybe not. And if he goes back and forth upon this, again he'll have his nature the sugya how to go learn it. First, simple nafkamina that you should say. You did a bedikah with the sheferis. You find no dam over here. Do you need zayinakim? Do you need zayinakim? That means just first bring out the shitas, the ideas over here before we get to the what each shita says. The simple understanding is, it should be, it depends if you find no dam, we find dam. That means come along the grass and says, if in a case you find dam on the side, it's a mako. It's a mako. That means your wife says, I have a bedekah, it's aser. You go to bedekah and says, oh, it's a mako. Do you need zayinakim? No, it's a mako. Very simple, everyone knows that. That's simple, that's the alapes. So if you find dam on the side, it's a mako, says grass, you don't need zayinakim. Mash enkin, you find no dam at all, we're saying, roi machmas tash, but she's slow dam. It's a strapo. You need zayinakim. That's one way to understand. That's what the Gra says. An afkmina of finding dam versus no finding dam. At Tzad Hasheni, come on the Kishon Aruch, the Maase, he says, not to mechalak. And both are mutter. Why? If you find dam on the side, it's a mako. If you find no dam, it's a mako. He went mechalak. Either way, it's a mako. And therefore, either way, you don't need Zainakim.
I don't think there's a practice.
Yes. We took a shofesh for her husband.
Right away.
No, the third husband. We bedikas.
No, after the time.
Yeah. Next day. Next day she doesn't bedikas. She does. She goes to Rav. Rabbi, what to go do? Day later, 3 days later, 2 days later, whatever she wants. It won't help Zainik. It'll help that she'll be mutter to her husband. But it won't help you need Zainikim. That's nafkamina. If it's a mako, you don't need Zainikim. If it's Rapa, you do need Zainikim. That's a simple understanding. That's what God says. Masha Enke, the kids understands. Both Mahalchim, when you find Dam on the side of the Mako, and you find no Dam, it's the Chilgad of Mako, so again, the Lachas, you don't need Zainikim.
You trust the Paris for Zainikim.
That's where the Pesach Kachu being down. That's the Yisoid over here. That's the question. Asad HaShlishi, which I think you're saying over here, come to the Chavadas and says, Be'etzim, you're right. A person should not be Mechalik, and Be'etzim, the Lachas should be, both of them should be Mutter. But I get it, both of them might ser Osir. So why? What's he said over here to be Chosh next time? It's to give Vestas. Vestas Din Rabbonon. The idea of being a needle is Din Deraiso. When that can be toil upon a Vdikar Shaveris, they get it to Sugi with Deraiso. Because I won't do Sugi, he says, it's Sugi with Rabbonons. That we make call upon. But Deraises, Sai Maka, Sai Hu, either Mahalach we go with, both cases come to answer. That means they get to Zainakim, the three Shitas, Mechalik, whether you find on the side or not. Not to mechalak about the motor, or not to mechalak about the rasser. Those are first the shitas. Not to speak out what goes on over here. Let me first discuss the case we find dam on the side. Now the Nevi Yehuda himself, the Maisa is this topic. Maisa most the So machlok is a shakal among the achorim to be machmer to be mekel. Those are Maisa machmer, whether it's a crazy the chavdas kivek and others. Number one, mitzad the sugya maybe shifur. Number two, you have the shail of the deraisa. I tell the shady of those want me mekel the grass which tosei pasri moinim. The Kishon Aruch or Choshulchan, the one Taino, the Ma'aseh, you find dam on the side, case of a Makra, no Zainikim. Negev, you find no dam at all, over here, Be'ik, this one won't be Machmer. You find no dam at all, number one, you have a Sugar Mitzad Refor. Refor, Avadi, you still need 5 and 7, you need Zainikim. If you, and even if you want to tell me it's Nechel Gedev Makra, you have a Shalva Deraisa, Kodach Avadas. And therefore, most from a not like the Kishon Aruch, instead, the person should be Machmer. I think that's one clear Ulay Nafkamino. That means every Nafkamino I'm going to say over a good lamb, then we can argue the point. And I'll bring out the two sides over here. I mean, all Nafkaminos you can argue. But the starting point is this Chakir over here. What's your side over here? The second Nafkamino. A person does a digger with Shaferis, finds dam on the side. Then come along and she moved to her husband, does Tashmish and sees dam. She also, she wore Machpat Tashmish again. She went back, sing Tashmish and sing Dam. She also now. So the simple understanding, to speak out the ideas over here, is the Chura can come along and say, depends. If you find Dam on the side, it's Sugiv Mako. Sugiv Mako, so look, as you can see 100 times, wearing Machpat Tashmish. She has a Pesach, she has a cut over there, my Shin Mutter. On the side that it's, she found no Dam, it's little Sugiv before, so now she can be also again. Therefore, that case should be finding nothing on the side. It should be also. That's one malach. A seder shady chavdas. Some sefer says not to mechalik and both are makkel, both are makkel, and therefore should always be mutter over here. Seder shlishi the trust lemoishu or dam peskat shuva. So both cases are also. Why they find dam or do not find dam on the side? Because he goes to the knesh. You have to be told upon. Maybe there's a makkel here with his malach, and there is no chance saying there's a makkel over here. Could you find dam batashmish? So again, that's first of all the svaras over here. Mikamakan. Again, what the common the place can say, first of all, Be'ikka, you find dam on the side. Therefore, you have a mako. And then you saw dam machmas tashmish a bunch of times. Be'ikka, the place come along and say, it's a mako. It's mutter, 100 times, no problem. Not like it's verse from Moshe. I mean, just practically, again, Rav says, Bedekka says she has a mako. Makia pleads. You have tashmish, you see dam. You tell her 5, 10, 20, no problem. That's how Be'ikka, the place can come along. However, the case over here, when you do not find dam at all, that Be'ikr really comes out, the shell had to say it over the Sisoid over here. That means that those who are Machmer, we find no dam on the side. And the one say, Nichol Geder of Mitzad Refuah is to be Mekel. There are two ways to even say over the idea of Refuah. Is the Sisoid over here, it's Refuah, and now she starts all over again as from scratch. She means she had three husbands, three bias. Now she's usher, she did bdika, she healed. Now she starts all over again. Uzi said over here, no, when he did it, she did dam achatash, which is being megala, she was never healed. The bdika, the shvara didn't really work, it's a good bdika. And megala, she didn't heal. That means in the sugar of four will come out, even nachmina has said over, she was never healed. What's the loch? She also the fourth husband, fifth husband, sixth husband. She also even after one bia. Mashenki says she was healed, starts from scratch again. You have one husband, three bias, a second husband, three bias, third husband, three bias, and then you come along and do another B'dikah Shafaris. Therefore, those Matainas Sekilah does not work. That's how Iklis Atari wants to say, Chachos Odom, Zai Suanam, pass away. It shows that the B'dikah did not work. There was no refor. Asa Sheni, the Nebi Huda, the Rachos Shulchan, Vashlomish Matainah, it did work. It was refor. Except now she starts all over again. One, two, and three. And therefore, she has three more husbands over here. Asa Shlishi, those Matainas Samakah. That's numa tochan one taino, even though you found no dam on the side, and therefore with no maka, you'll always be mutter, and you don't have to worry about it at all. That's the chaim sanzer again by the pesach tshuva, beis meir the chavadas, the goy shaydur brought down by the graz over here. Then once there's no problem. A third nafkimina. Again, I think the chakir is clear. I think the ideas how to analyze it. They don't give me blank faces over here, but I think the chakir is clear. Third nafkimina. Let's say over here, a case of where. Nisha, she was roimach b'shtashmish three times, three husbands, and then she becomes a mubaris to a menekes. Does the bedika work when she's a mubaris to a menekes? Now again, it really depends. You find dam on the side, we not find any dam at all. That just should be. That means again, speak out the sheets over here. The way the pesach tshuva brings out the night of Yehuda, you want to say if you find dam on the side, alamai, it's a mako, and therefore you have a kmimekel. If you not find dam at all, the reason why you not find dam at all. Is it right? Is there four? No. She was luckless. And therefore will not work. That means a Mubaris finding no dam is more of a chumra over here. Atzad Hashem, they come to the crazy place. He says, no, either way is a makel. Therefore, whether you find dam or do not find dam on the side, either way you can be makel. Atzad Hashlish over here, come to the Chavadas, says, not to mechalak, it's always also. Why? He wants a taino. They have no raya anymore that you cannot find any dam that, and Mitzad Hashem give makel. The reason for Gerit, not finding dam, she's Musalakis. And Beshem, she is Isha, the Roy Machmas Tashmish. Let me again, that's as far as over here. The Maestro comes out. In the case we do not find any dam on the side, Beshem, there are four cases to speak out in the Pesach Shuvah. That means you read them, there's a bunch of times he throws in the words, Mubaris Menekes. There are different cases over here. The person can speak out, Pesach Shuvah has three, but really there are four cases floating around. There's one case, Roy Machmas Tashmish, before she became pregnant, and now she's pregnant. That's one case over here. That the Pesach brings down, it's called Ches, it's called Tazayin, for Chavadas, the Maite, it does not work. The Bedika right now does not work, and that's what Ikhla Pesach can go, not like crazy. There's a second case discussed, but does the Bedika work for Mubaris and Menekes? Does Mam Mubaris and Menekes? I mean, it won't work for afterwards, because she's Muslakis, but does it help for now? That case, being now Pesach Chuba, it's called Tazayin, Chavadas, that does work. It works for now. And he's saying that only the sheet of the Chavadas says that you need it by Mubaris Menekes. But we already know that the Behuda sheet is, you don't even need a Bedika, she's a Mutter, Kuniklus or Gervestis. That means this Pesach Tshuva and Sekhon Tazayin that says it works Mubaris Menekes is a Chavadas that she tosses says that you need to do that even when she's Mubaris. For the Noid Behuda, you don't even need it. So the third case over here, let's say a person became also Roy Machmash Tashmish when she Mubaris Menekes. Then about the place can say, not on the page, that B'dika Maisa works. A fourth case over here is, does the B'dika my Mubaris help to Menekes? That Pesach Tshuva by us, the Sekhon Tazayin says Tzorachian. Maybe the body is working different ways. That means in all these cases when you did not find dam on the side. Maisa found dam on the side. Most of the Chayim Maisa want to say, you have a right of a Mako. That's the interview who said Pesach Tshuva brings down, you have a right of a Mako. Agam Chavadah says no. No raya. Maybe she, you have to find a makkah right now, but maybe she's not an issue of machmas tashmish. But ikhla poskim one time, you have a raya, you have a makkah over here. So fine, so again, we had a chakir. What is the lovedness of the yisod? You find no dam. Is nechlas mitzad sugil of makkah before? We said right now, three separate nafkaminas over here. We said the yisod of the nafkamina is yuni zainakim. The yisod of the nafkamina is, let's say, afterwards that you found nothing, and then you did tashmish, you found dam, roya machmas tashmish, or you're back to being the sugil roya machmas tashmish. And the third nafkamina, negate to mubar some nekas. Fourth nafkamina, that'll be Sif Gimel. Let's go to Sif Gimel now. We have the halacha that we're saying after the husband and you'll check. What about after the first husband? Could you do a case of bdika of a shiva feres? The Gemara says, why is the motive of the second husband? Because enkel atzboi shavos. The question is, what is the Gemara's question? We're saying, why is the motive of the second husband? That means the way how Tris explains Rashi, Yishlaz and Rashi, there seems to be an argument of what the Gemara's question over here is. The way how Tris explains Rashi is, why get divorced from the first husband? Meaning, go do a case of bediko. And the Gemara is answering why get divorced from the husband, you cannot do a bediko, because you ain't called as boys shavos, and if you have a bayam, and get the first husband, chash koris, and you want to matter the second husband, won't be a sex echo. That means you're saying do not do a bediko the first husband. Mash Enki Tyson stands the Gemara's question is, the warrior mattering him to the second husband. Not why divorce the first husband. Why matter the second husband? And that's what Gemara is saying, ain't called as boys shavos, and that's why matching the second husband, the first husband, echanabi. You want to go do it? The Gemara says you can. The Gemara's understanding you can, but we're not going to advise you to go do it. Because if you do it and you find this damatap, it's usur. It's an eitzah toiva to not do it to the first husband. It's an eitzah toiva. You can, but we wouldn't advise it. We'd rather get divorced over here. Therefore, so we have Rashi Mahalaf, that places that all Rashi holds. The question is, why get divorced? And the Gemara is saying, get divorced because Abdik would not work. Now, number one, in this idea of Rashi, the Beis says it's not Shan Rashi, wants to argue. Number two in Rashi says that Samsoifa is only in the beginning of marriage. Rashi is saying this, he said. Let's say you're married for 10 years, you have numerous bedikas without a problem. Now it's not being a problem. Even Rashi agrees you can't do a bediko. And number three, Sadar Chashulchan, Rashi is saying it after three times. You want to do a bediko after once or twice, a vadi can do a bediko. It's not a problem over here. But again, there's Rashi Shita, which is not that clear. They want to say that maybe that's around Shita. But my son, the Fushu Balamor, that says Aloha is you cannot do a bediko the first time. I said, "Shani, Tosfos Ma'aseh says, yeah, that's how Rav Yishanim go, the Ri, the Ramban, the Smag. The way they say, Truma says it over, even though the Chazal giving you an Eitzah Tov not to, but he says, but let's say you love your husband, it does happen, and therefore you want to do a Bedikah and take the chances, even though you might be Osel Oilam. Say, Echlami, you can. That's the Rosh, the Smag, the Rajbun, and the Torah being done that way. Ma'aseh, you can do a Bedikah after the first husband. That's Aleph. That's what the Yishanim say. However, Lalach Ma'aseh, what to go do? Come on, the Shachni says, that's true, you're right, maybe you can do a bedikah. I'm afflicted to Rashi and Tosfos. However, we already said before in the Ravid Shita, the Ramban Paskins, Zaloch is Ein Olabikim is Manazah. They came on Lashach and came in the Shrek Sveko, Luchumra over here. That means Ein Olabikim to Machman Asr Loilam, but he'll come out to the second husband, third husband. Therefore, for that reason, he sounds like he wants to be Choshish and to go with the Mahalach that a bedikah does not work the first time, like Rashi. And therefore, a person should not do it, and only after the third husband make a bediko. Yeah, that sounds like it. So he sounds like he's bechoshish for it. That's why I did not say he passed away. That sounds like bechoshish. Correct. And the that's the ma'aseh being done by shach machmer. Just for people who want to say the shach is not being machmer. Ma'aseh the mechaber says stam yishomim halacha kistam mechaber being mekel. The most says yish lismoich on the mekilim. The most black white that way, and therefore the goyin and the graz chach b'zodim. The pesach tshuva just for the fun of it says it's also the bach. The Msam Rosh and the Radvaz, Marmal Blim, Eknas Yecheskel, and the Munah Shmuel. This Keshuv has a list over here, and therefore, by Ikin the Pesuk will say, not like the Shach. It won't be Samech upon these Bedikas. Again, not Mamash Bizmanazer. We do other things, but the Avader 100 years ago, the Pesuk will say we do not Chishish for this idea of the Shach and the Chavadas. Again, what he Machm over here? Either cannot Rash says not to be Samech upon the Bedikah, or the Rambam, the way the Magmish will explain, because maybe you'll be matter to the husband before you do a case of a bediko. Fine, but Maisa, we do a case over here of a bediko even after first husband, if she wants, if she loves the guy and wants to stay with him, no problem. Now, come along, we do the bediko over here by the first husband. There'll be a fourth nafkimina, let's say, find no dam on the side. That means, what is the lumdus over here? Let's speak out again, the sheet is over here. If you understand the finding no dam on the side, says the Noi Debihido, is the idea of refuah. Mashiach can find down on the side is a sugya of mako. So if you find down on the side, it's mako. First husband works. If you find no down on the side, is there a four? No, because we'll say the idea of ain't close by shavuos. That means bishloimo, after three husbands, we say all that's by shavuos. That's what we have chazaka, close by shavuos. The bedikah of shifaris works. But after the first husband, you find no down on the side, you have a raya of a four? No raya. His esper is one way. The shifaris is a different way over here.
Do they have something about it?
But not enough to be toilet to be again. Well, that's
same again. Same with the Gemara, so maybe it's a maka. No, maybe it's the
we have no maka. We have no reason to say maka. We find no dam on the side. Nobody's seen this in the market. There's no dam on the side.
Zero tzad, zero tzad.
That's this malach finding nothing you're saying is your fault. That's the yisrael of the thing.
Because the food's better than them.
No, and so saying that no, the yisrael of this malach, there's no mak. I did believe there's no mak here. To say that the mak is not mustafa, I have nothing here. Elamai is saying it's your fault. It's your fault. Have any rights before? In close by shalos. Atzad Hashem Chachmos Otam says, no, either malach is like you're saying, you're speaking of mako, and therefore, if my first husband you find nothing, you'll be motor. That's called the lumbus, the machalikus over here. That means, on the page, come on the Pesach Shuvah, and brings down the Neid of Yehuda and says, we find no dam, maist to be machmer, like in first motion, others, like this malach, agam, the interesting, the Neid of Yehuda and Pesach Shuvah says to be machmer. The Masham says, yes, the two Shuvahs Neid of Yehuda says to be machmer. The two other Shuvahs Neid of Yehuda says, it was chizah what he held of. That's not the malach over here, mitzvah, the sugya of Rifor, nichol sugya of mako. And if the other Shuvahs he wants to be makel, the Masham beekipas to the kulo. Like the Chachmas Zodim, like the Red Vaz. When the Svarim is Machlokes HaShokel, how to go deal with it. But again, that's the Lomash of the Shailo there. What's the concept? When you find no dam, is in Sugya Makkah, Sugya Rifu over here. Void, another question again in this case. Let's say you found Damata by the first husband. It's also. The Bedik is afterwards, the Maisa work. You did the Bedik a couple of times, you found nothing over there. Does it work in this situation? So on this case, Kamala Piskachuva, being down from the Chavadas, and this time the Maisa, it would work to matter to the third husband. And close by Shabbos. In this case, you want to say, that means after the third husband, Asl Oilam, but not after the first husband. That thing is after the Maisa, you want to say it does work. Now, they get to the, this is the get to the first husband. They get to the second husband. Why is the motor? The Gemara says, and close by Shabbos. Maisa Kamal Pesach Tshuva, it means down the Loshen of the Nebi Huda, Chach Mazadim, Mitzal Sugyos Svek Sveko. I mean, the Gemara says one lashon, and explain the Gemara meaning more than that. I mean, best when we're showing them the smag, what I'm going to say about Truma, the Bi, they come on from another idea. The Gemara says, in Kolos Baruch Shavuot, therefore what? So explaining the Gemara is really saying like this, even though it's a Chazaka, Chazaka versus Safek, Chazaka applies, overrides the Safek. Why in the world do we make in Kolos Baruch Shavuot? Of Chazaka, 3 times Tashmish over here. So Besim is saying, because number one, maybe it's from the Makar, maybe from the Stad. And even from the Makar, in Kolos Baruch Shavuot. That means the Gemara is saying a svek about time. The Gemara is saying, we don't know where it's coming from. We have no idea. Maybe it's a Makar, maybe it's a Mako. And even if it's a Makar, ain't close by Shavuos. So the silly to the Heter is svek. Not the Heter bet him ain't close by Shavuos. That's the second sat of what you make without a single svek sveko. That's how they're going to explain the silly in the Gemara over here. Now you could ask the other way around.
So why is he mutter the first time? After the first time.
You do bidika, where do you find it? You found, again, if you found, that's...
It's only one suffix.
You found, you know, no, it's not suffix, you found it inside, it's a vade mako. I know, if I do bidika, I found mako, it's a mako. Now, come on the place, and they say, forget, I was asking, it's a chazok, let's be machmer. What is our sukkah? Is our sukkah dindirabon and dindiraiso? We mentioned last time, most akhwin was saying, our sukkah dindiraiso. Dindirabon. So, we have a suffix. In close by Shabbos, let's be makel. Why do you have to come out to say the svek sveko? Let's do the other way in it. Now, why do we shem that chon bring down svek sveko? Seven davon lekula. That's why we bring makel over here. We're not sure if it's etzvah shava or not. So, once it's aruch hashulchan, you're right. Great question. That's why it's deraisel. He said, Echanami, our sugi is deraisel. We mentioned again last word, most of chon disagree, it's not a case of deraisel. To come to the Chavadas, he has this problem. Come to the Behuda with this issue over here, how to answer it. So they're getting about the klolim of svek sveko, or svek drabon lekula. The klal that everyone should know, we learned in Kofiyot a year ago, that not we do not always say svek drabon lekula. There are numerous limitations to this klal. One of the main limitations, klal svek sveko, klal yutes, is something called a gilgal deraiso. That means, let's say you have a pot over here, and you cook chazer. The loch is treif. Let's say you're not sure if you cook chazer. The pot's still treif, svek drabon lekula. You wait 24 hours, it's now nice time of calm. So now let's say you're not sure the pact was cooked chazer inside. Let's be mekel. Something about the kul over here, we're not sure. Says the poiskim, something that starts over the deraiso and rolls over to being a derabonon has a get of a deraiso. Has a get of a deraiso over here. That's how we pass in Vikr. You have chometz ha-pesach, we're machmer. In fact, I'm wondering why you bavat to believe. Because Chomet HaPesach is deraisa, you have to make a case to Rabbanon, we have a get of a deraisa over here. The other one time, the same you said over here, but Etzim, the sick over here, negate this Isha, the child negate to the deraisa. You want to be Mekel as the sub to Rabbanon's Vestas, but negate to hers, is she also Etzim? Your side aspect negate to the Rabbanon. So the difference is, it starts off with the rice and it rolls over to the rabbanon. We have a gedah with the rice over here. That means love rabbanon, we give a gedah with the rice. Therefore, we have to come on the second sekel. That's one way of saying it over. The way the chavdasi, he wants to give a second teres, he wants to answer over here. The maisi has a second sekel of chumro. You have a savk vest, and savk maybe came from the makar. A third way of saying it over, a good klal also, even when we say something about the kulas, we only say it once or twice. But to live life that way, we don't live in kulas. The whole life, you know, be matir, the wife to the husband, with kulas. We don't live life. That's a good klal. Love the netta over here. Lil void netta. About 250 years ago, a lot of people bring them down. But it's a cloud. It's MS. Whether you want polite or not, it's a good cloud. No. Now, fine. That's beside. That's beside. Now, the question here is that we're saying this idea about the first husband, the second husband, you have to go check. According to Halacha, we have a right to go check. Why don't you have to go check? Efshlevure. Now, the other Gemara, Pesachim, Dat Dalam Aleph, Gemara says, not sure if your house is checked for chametz or not. My nafkamina, the shayla, go with the guy who went to the apartment, the chametz is in the house, and not the check of the chametz. From there, we learn out the klal efshel v'ruy after mavar. That's a klal that everyone says by chazaka, svek, sveko, roiv, efshel v'ruy after mavar. The question is, by yetircho, to do a sheferes, see, if the person the question is very simple. That means aloha, you want to borrow someone's safer, he's in front of you, not sure if you're allowed to, people want to say you have chazaka, go use it, it's in front of you, tell the mishnah, go ask him, you're allowed to use the safer. That's efshel v'ruy. But the tircho, take a sheferes, go to the doctor, go to this bedikah, it's a tircho. Do you say efshel v'ruy by the case of a tircho? That's the lush. The question is when to apply by tircho. Do we apply by tircho? You know the clock because you learned the simukov yotzev test. Let's discuss this. Come on, Gamma, simukov yotzev test. He says, let's say a case we found a bird with a wing broken. You're not sure if the wing punctured the lung and if this bird is a treif or not. Says Rambam, you have a sex record. Maybe the wing was broken mechayim or mimiso, and even it broke mechayim. Maybe it punctured along. Maybe it didn't. You have a sex record. Says Rambam, let's go check over here. Go check and see if the lung over here was punctured or not. Says the Rambam, klal efshel v'ruy, you do not have to mivar. You might by a sex record, only by a kal, not by case of a tircho. That means the words you're coming from. This is Rambam. The Rambam saying that efshel v'ruy is only by case of a kal. Not by the case of a tercho. Come on, the Shach, and he says, Avarajba and Chulin, the Shach over there is gone to some of Avarajba and Chulin says, Efshel v'ruy, even by case of a tercho. Therefore, Beth, we should be machmen and go against the Ramah. Come on, I was calling it Truman's Adeshin. The Rajba is against it. However, ends off the Shach. However, there's a Beforsha smag, say about Truman, Sim Kufbe Zayn in Yerodea, by the Sugyo of Roy Machbus Tashbush, that's being made called the Sugyo Efshel v'ruy by case of a tercho. Put down over there by the Pichodesh, put down over there by the case of the Goyin, that over here, it's Efshel v'ruy by Tircho. And we see the Pashkin saying, you don't have to do it by the first husband and the second husband. Being Mekel, the second husband, it's Sugya Svek Svekel. The Shach ends off, we have Machlus Yushonim, can make it by Hefsim Rubo. Now when you have Ramos says, Efshel v'ruy by Tircho, me Mekel. And the Shach says, I'll agree by Hefsim, or Hefsim Rubo, I think is Loshin. Why? Because we have our Sugya, our Smag, our Sefer Trumo, let's make it by Sugya Svek Svekel. That's where you get this Loshin from. By svek svek or by tircho, a person can be mekel mashenk in the case of a kal. Come on, the pesach shuv over there, and we can get on this list of achoyim. Want to say has no shaychus. This right now sugya is yish lotan. He brings down over there a neidim huda, a chavadas, a kiv eger, a chach mesodim, and he wants a taino. The kol efshel v'ruy b'tircho to mevayer is discussing mevayer both shaychus. Example: get on lid on the sim, and the sitar brings down. What the Mishmu also brings down Simon Shimon Gimel, that can an Isha that's married to a Kohen, Isha's Kohen, could she go to a hospital and give birth with a Mason inside? Could a child come out, might be a boy. And to bring a child into Beis HaKfaris, cotton one day old, even is the rise of Safinon, and they cannot be Matamar, the child. And once they're there, take the child out. That's another sugya why you don't have to, but maybe it's Koch Nefesh, or once they're there, no Isser, or inside the child, Shaboy, not your Christ. But how can you give birth in a hospital? And all the kanim, no, the raid over here, which hospitals you can go, where you can't go to, says the Mishabur, the reason why you can, you have a sex figure. Maybe it's a boy, maybe it's a girl. And even inside it's a boy, maybe it's a nafel. Sex figure person can be makel. Come on, this one is manazer. My celestial mavire, go take a sonogram, go find out if it's a boy or a girl. Go find out. Not only that, they make it even worse. By the fifth month, you should go do a checkup. It's not even tircha. Don't make an appointment. They do anyway. The doctor asks, do you want to know or not? And you say, no, I don't want to know. I mean, so it's right there. The person knows right away. Do you want to know? So what if it's a gumavar? What happened over here? So, kamung with a chodim one taino, what do you give me a mavar? One of the sveikis. Not both sveikis. I can find a nafel or not. I won't know. The question when you discuss efshel v'ruei, you only mavar one of the sveikis, not both sveikis. Who says that nichol neged of efshel v'ruei? That means, says the achroinim over there, the Pesach Shubat Zim Kuf Yud, you want to bring down hours to get down. Negate to svek sveiko. What's your svek sveiko? In close by shavuos. And maybe it's a mako. Maybe it's not. You've been able to mavar both svekis. You've been able to mavar in close by shavuos. You mavar is a mako, not a mako. But both svekis won't be able to mavar. Who says that nichol neged of efshel v'ruei? The study of that means the machlokes when you cannot mavar both sveikis is nichol neged of efshel v'ruei, and that means the shach the goyim pirchodesh is saying yes, and the Rabbi Yehuda Chavadas kivegir chok bazalim is saying no. What's the lamish of hakiro nafkimina? Why? How can he say nichol neged of efshel v'ruei not? So I heard it before. Shmulevitz Zatzal say over the Shekoli different from down this concept. What's the study of efshel v'ruei? Is he said that go mavar? It's not a sofik. Meaning, no, I close my eyes, didn't do a bottle in front of me, I'll go eat it. Stuffed up on the cooler. So just open up your eyes. I mean, it's not a sophic, I'm a fool. Not a sophic. I'm still worried. Only so it is a sophic. Except I have a better way to be mavar. Why be something upon Kloma, Chazak, and Wayne Kulu, or Svekis? Go be mavar. A better way of being mavar. Now, if meaning is, we can only invite one of the Svekis. If I can only buy one of the sveikis, do I have a better way of being mavar? No, I'm still left with the sofik. I cannot be mavar. We can left with two sveikis and one sofik. I'm not being mavar, Betsim. If they said it's niskin sofik, that's the lotion of the crate slipping down, they cannot be. So one sofik doesn't count, other one does, and left with the sofik, the rice over here. Mash Enki, the Pesach Chuvan, Sim Kofiud said the sveikis is a better beer. I don't have a better beer. Don't become mavar. That's true, the sveikis of Machloik is over here. So it comes along that from our sugi, they're bringing down. Do you have to mavar be a svek svek? Even my case of a tircho seems to be a machlekes where you can only mavar one of the svekis. That's what the Nebuchadnezzar Chavadas says over there in Koviot. The Ma'aseh, the two other Nebuchadnezzar Chavadases, same people, two different tshuvas, they say further, you can't be mavar the gamri. Why? You think in kolos b'shavos. So take one shofaris. Then take another shofaris, take a longer one, take a smaller one, take a thicker one, take a wider one, take all the different types of shofarises. And then they all come out with the same mitzias. In a synthetic, slowly, every other day. No, you do b'nikas every day, right? So every day, the next 5 days. Use a different one over here. Don't do the zach as that. And then once time, it's a sex like efshel v'ruei legamri. And if you have a rai over here, efshel v'ruei legamri, by case of tich, don't open mavar. So I'm not sure what happened to Chavadas and the Rebbe Yehuda, why one time they said you don't have mavar with only one of the sveikis, another time they say that you can mavar all the sveikis. But ech shiya, the place can make it come out, they discuss from our sugya into the Ramon, Sima Kofiud Siftes, efshel v'ruei do not say by case of a tircha, by sveik sveiko, only by case of kal. Now, negate this sugya we are being made come out sveik sveiko. They have come on the Pesach Shuvah, but let's say you do not have a sex cycle, you just find a lot of dam. You want to, again, the Echlami might have the circular of Ein Kolos Bo Shavos. But the idea is coming from Mako, a lot of dam cannot be the case from Mako. That means if you just took the sugya as is at face value, sounds like a lot of dam would be the same thing. And therefore, the Shalomeshi wants to say, and Masham said that Stimus are placed, Stimus are sugya. But once you come along and say the Pesham the Sugya is in close by Shavuos, there was a Svek Svekel, there was a Pesach Tshuva in the Yehuda, come along, if you knock away one of the Svekis, because you have a lot of Dam, but come on a massive Chumra over here, you won't have the Heter to matter to the second husband. Siv Dalad. The Gemara is Mamshech, and Migzan, things to be toiled upon. Gemara Migzan, the case of Mako, which can be Sifayin onwards, and the case of being toiled upon a vest. Now, what does it mean to be toiled upon a vest? Among the Rishonim, the four Malchim, the Beis Yosef brings down two of them, Rashi, the Rambam, and he says, "Ma'aseh, there is no machlokes la'alocha." This arguing how say pshat the sugya. So go through the Malchim that Achronim speak out. First, Beis Yosef brings down the Malch that the Torah says over, which the Beis Yosef says is the Rambam and the Ramban and the Rashbo. that the case over here, you tell upon a vesta when samuch levest. When samuch levest, that means you did roi machmas tashbush. Was you saw dam during tashbush, and it was by the case of time of the vest. We'll say she is not roi machmas tashbush. We'll say what happened. The vest of esav is here. You just happened b'mikra get it at this time. The obvious question is, you cannot tashmish during Shas Vest. In fact, the Shach, how in the world are you doing tashmish with Shas Vest? So the Shach Betim speaks out four different options how to answer this question. He starts off saying, we know the Lachan Simakuf Bei Dal and Sif Yud, the Yoitz L'derech, the Mais is Mutter. So the case was Yoitz L'derech, you did tashmish with Shas Vest Mamish, Dam came, we'll say it's not really Machmas Tashmish, Shas Vest. That means if you want people who have that over, Yitzhi Derech, you find that Machmas Tashmish, Shas Vest, Yitzhi Derech, fine, Maisa, this is clear, black and white. Come on, the Shach further says it's good teretz. According to those who paskin, the Yitzhi Derech Tashmish is Mutter. But if we paskin that we know the Ramah came along to be a Machmer, and the Pesach Shuvah said we should be Chosha Allah Maisa, that Tashmish also only Yitzhi is Mutter, the Machmer Tel Abracha, or Beshin Aslan Sam Seifer. If so, we're back to the question, what's he said over here, you tell upon the vest? So here's a second option he wants to bring down for the pre-show. The idea over here means the vest beforehand, which is Betzem, the Ozerua. Which the Shach really has a problem over here. He doesn't understand. Monashach. If you hold of the Ozerua, that's also beforehand. So then you can have Tashmish. Elamai you hold beforehand, the Ozerua is not a vest. So you tell upon it. How in the world do you tell upon something that's Monashach? If it's a vest, it's also. If it's not a vest, how can we tell upon it? So, but Maisa, the Rav Achonim go with this Mahalach, whether Pesachim being down to Shlom that way, the Sitara, the Chabas sounds that way, and they want to know that true Tashmish is Mutter, but since it's aiming to have her vest in the next Oino, therefore the area is sensitive, and therefore through any Nagia Kala, we have what to be told upon. We say it's true that most people do not have a Bayah of the Ozerua, but you, since you have Tashmish, this man before, and we'll tell upon the vest. He does not like the pre-show. Yes, like the pre-show. That means if, let's say, a person that tashmish during the Ozerua Mokom Atzarech should get this from, say, for sure. Someone told me went to Chaim this week, last week. Reb Chaim right back. Told you back. Chiyav Ein. Yes, the Bnei Torah have to keep the Ozerua. And Chaim said, Chiyav Ein. That's true. There's no Chiyav. Right. That's what he said last week. Chiyavain. So my see a tashmish. Then you see Roy Dam Machmas Tashmish. Echnami. Then Numas Echonim, not like the Shach, he wants to argue the point, but he wants a Taino.
It's
not Muflik anyways. What? It's Muflik anyways. Not Muflik. No, you saw Mamish. You saw it right now. 2 seconds later, 1 second later. You find it on the Aver. You have a Tli over here. Say it's beside the vest. But the Shach Mais is not like the Malach. You come along the case of a third Malach, he says Echnami. It means the case of Ovah Shimshu. He did not know the Salacha. He would not know the Salacha. Or I don't think it means amazing. I think in the case of a shagig, that's the situation. The fourth option, he says, the case of a ktano, where she'd be less than 12 years old, she didn't have a vest yet, after she created a vest over here, that's the situation over here. That means really the shach does not really have a good mahalach, except Yitz L'derech, that means Ika Pais can want to go with, or over Shemsho. They do point out, let's give a fifth idea over here, Lel Tfilo. That means we know that Reina Knesset Cheskel Simkov Pei Dalet Sif Yud Pesach Shu brings down that Lel Tfilo is Nichol the side of Yitz L'Derech that the Chshuka that she has for the Baal Nichol in the same head of Yitz L'Derech. So come on the Choynim and they grapple from our Shach. They point out Nuzach on what I know. A Shach's right. The Lel Tfilo is not Nichol together to matter when you have a when it's you may vest. Otherwise, why the Shach give this much more simple eights over here? Others want to know. Forget, he says Yitz L'Derech, it's part of Yitz L'Derech. Alright, clear. It's in the study of Yitz L'Derech. Okay, not sure what you mean. Okay. Now, that's one malach over here, mitzad sugyo, samach leves. The second malach over here, what it means over here, ves, is Rashi's idea, called a vestal kilkul. What he basically means, when a case over here, when the Isha saw on, they saw on Aleph and the Roy Machmas Tashmish. Aleph, Roy Machmas Tashmish, Aleph, Roy Machmas Tashmish. I mean, you had a vest, Aleph, 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 and every single time, Roy Machmas Tashmish. Rashi explains, I, the Meister, what are you in between? Either you didn't have Tashmish in between, or you didn't do B'diks in between, but that'd be a case of Ritzufas over here. This straight, Aleph, Roy Machmas Tashmish. Rashi says, Nichol get a vestal kilkul, and therefore the days are not Aleph, the Meister's Mutter. That's Rashi.
They have Tashmish in between.
But they did not do B'dika. That's Rashi.
If they
Then it's not Ritzufis anymore. That means it's all the Lachas of Alpha to be Ritzufis. It might be, and it's not where Machmas Tashmish, but other Bayah later on in the Simon. But she's not Nichol and Alochi where Machmas Tashmish. You might have a Bayah Mitzad Sugya Morka per se. But not Mitzad Sugya of where Machmas Tashmish. It's not Ritzufis.
This is a Pasha that the Rambam and everyone else agrees to.
The Beis Yosef says there's no argument. That's what Beis Yosef says. No, right. The third Malach over here is a Mordechai, which the Taz over here brings down, which Beikah will really lead to next Sugya. Just to speak out, there's a fundamental Machlokes over here, very negative practically, the Sugya of Mako. That means came over the Mordechai, and he says the Sugya over here is that a person, they tell a vest, and they have a vest, they tell upon a Mako. Now, what does that mean? So there's a Taz over here, which again will be really Sifayin on, and there's a Nekus Kesef on this Taz and the Shach on Sifayin. There are two ways to understand what exactly the Mordechai over here is saying. I'm just saying it b'kitzur now. You see more barichas, hopefully the Beis Yosef, the next sugya over here. There's one malach, the Beis Yosef, the Rakamosha, the Shach, and others want Taino, that Be'etzem she has a vest kibur. She'll aleph and aleph and aleph and aleph for years straight. Then, she's still wearing Machmas Tashmish a bunch of times. The loch is, we don't care. You have vest kibur, your mutter, not an aleph. Are you still wearing Machmas Tashmish? Fine, we'll say what happened, the miach of the tashmish, the rubbing of the tashmish caused it, and we're saying she has a mako. The fact that Ves Kivur, and you see Machmas Tashmish, it's a giloy that she has a mako. That's one malach, the shach. The Taz brings down this mahalach, says, what are you talking about? Why should that be that way? You see, why Machmas Tashmish? How can we say, because Ves Kivur, we assume she has a mako, why tell upon a mako? David wants to learn the Mordechai is more like a hemshach. You read it as one long statement. And he's reading the Gemara that way. That if a person has a vest kibur with a maka, the lav daka, the maka being mitzidam, when you have both together, then it will be tell upon the maka. That means we're not going to say your vest kibur will tell upon a maka straight up. You need to know that you have a maka, maybe not maka mitzidam, we won't make it clear upon it, only bit siyuf of the vest kibur, then it will be makel. That's the Taz Nabach. And again, by the Shem, we'll see Sefei and Zayin, how to apply practically negate down Oshim. The fourth option over here, understand Tal Bevest. I mean, again, we have Rashi, we have the Rambam, we have the Mordechai, and the fourth option is what the Pesach Shuv being down for the Balamor. You mean on the case of a person has a Vest Agof. Now, the way how Bavosno, the Kodam, will explain what that means over here, basically, a person over here that they have a Vest Agof, every time they have cramps, they see cramps, they see cramps, they see. Then, afterwards, they start having cramps, and the Roy Machmas Tashmish. At the same time, one was together with another. Three times, they want to answer it. We'll tell upon the Vest Agof. Now, first, the question is, how in the world are you having Tashmish over here? It's a Vest Agof. So, well, that can explain. And meaning you have Vest Agof cramps, and you always see 5 hours later. 10 hours later. So, first hour, so you motor. You also, so what happened? You still have Tashmish after cramps. An hour, two is motor. Color day is no problem. And at that time, you're worried about Tashmish. Once, twice, and three times.
Why did the second time?
Second time, also you're allowed to do it. It's a Vesh and Kvor. That's not her. She had a Vesh Kvor.
And you blend.
I always had, she always had a Vesh Kvor, always in 10 hours later. Oh, always. Kvor. She had a Kvor over here. So in that situation, the case would tell upon the cramps, and therefore when she doesn't have cramps, she's motor. That's the Balamor's Malach. So again, we have Baker for Mahalach over here. What the study of the Gemara is, either Vesh Kvor, or the case of Azura, or the case of a Mako, or the Vesh Kelkel. They point out the Chodim three other cases that's not brought down. Let's say a person that has Tashmish by Vesha Enikavor, and they forgot it's the Flogo. They forgot it's the Chodesh. Could be toil upon it. And say, I'm not wearing Machmas Tashmish after Tshuva for having Tashmish on Yimei Vest. But I made a mistake. Chodesh HaFlogo. I be making a little beer. So come along, the Nedim Hudu wants to be dyke, the case of the Shach. The Shach has to speak out the case of Vest Kavias over here. And therefore, he wants to tell you, by there, the study over here is what happened. Isha, they saw three times, you have a chazaku, a mach, a tashmish. To be oikud on Pan Vesh, and a kvur, it's not mustavro. That's what most of Chayin, Marsham, others go with. A gam, the chazpas wants to argue, no, you have Vesh, and a kvur, which is saying it's supposed to happen. Let's be told upon it. But the story is, the way the Chayin were bringing down, dafka by Vesh, kviyas was saying it by, not by Vesh, and a kvur. That's one case. Building upon that, but let's say you have Vesh, kvur, that all Nashim have called Oinabaininis. That means the person did not know that Tashmish by Inabendis if he got the solution. They come along and say, I'm not worried about Tashmish. It's a Vest Kvias. I have a Vest Kvias. I made a mistake. Over Shimsha. Mamish, the Shach, over Shimsha over here. Can we tell upon that? One of the Chumas of worried about Tashmish, they get to make a Chazak all over again. They get to counting one of the three times over here. They get to answering over here. So Maisa, the crazy place, Chacham Zalman clarifies the question, the Mesupik, what the law over here is. Now those who want Taino, the Shalom Eishiv, the Aruch HaShulchan, Ves Rabbanon, let's be Taino HaKol, Echanami. This is a Ves Kviya Taino HaKol. Atzal HaSheni, Shalom Kluger, and the Beis Shlomo, the Maisa, Bar HaShulchan said, Yafi Machmer. And it said, the place did not bring it down over here. There's four to be more Machmer, the Ves Kviya is 2 points. Number one, the whole idea of Oinu Beinus, everyone knows by now, is Machlokes among the Shonim, it is such a concept of Oinu Beinus. The Shach brings down, there's Rambam and others who do not even hold of Oinu Beinus. So we tell upon that, take it to Chumra, yeah, take it to Kulo Yishlotin. Second is, what's he said of Oinu Beinus? Not that it's her thing, it's Roy Noshim and Stam Noshim. To be, go and Oika, Roy Machmas Tashmish, or Chazok they have, because other Noshim have, to be Choshim that you're Nichla Pasha, other Noshim can Zayn. But if you're no right, they nichol to get other noshim. You have a vesk for oinu beinus to be making out of it. Yishlo l'harbe. So the form go back and forth. We start the sugya here, and really again, numerous forms just end up as a sofik. What's the loch negate oinu beinus? A third case they discuss. Let's say she's a muberes a menakis. Would you say in that case that your vesk kavur you could be tell upon or not? Meaning you have the loch is by vesk kavur you tell upon it that she had a vesk kavur. You saw that machmas tashmish. What's the lacha by a veskavius? We don't have a veskavur anymore. It's a veshe'ena kavur. So maybe it'll come on and now we cannot be toiler on the vest anymore when it comes to muberes, menekes. Moshe wants a taina. The man says you can be kveves. Wants to be choish. Says maybe you can be toiler upon it. Others taina, well, in a beininess, the lacha is we're not choish for when a person is muberes, menekes. And We are choish for oinu beinus. Yet veskvua we're not choish for. So you see, a veskvua is less than oinu beinus somehow. So what would we tell upon a veskvua and not be tell upon oinu beinus? So again, there's a third option we are going to discuss. By a veskvius by muberes menekes, we'll take it on a kli lekulo. Fine. That's basically our simonim again. The sodas of shiferes the sugya of vestis. Just to mention that Purim is coming up and. Mitzad Chabur Shabbai, we always offer the Olam opportunity to do Tazlav Yoinim through the Chabur over here. Now, just to say the basics, so going to everybody, tell them that everyone asks me the question, how much you should give, what's the lacha to give. So just to speak out what the sheets are in the gate to Tazlav Yoinim, if you want, you can give it to me. I give it to two people on Yudalid and two people on Tezvav. That means wherever you live, I have four people, all four associated with Chabur who need or nichler, I guess matos lavyon mudarim. Want to give to a Berkowitz, want to give to others, but the people who are associated, how much to give? First of all, come on, Mishabruan brings down the prima gonim and says he's not sure any idea. Mishabruan himself goes on further, brings down the ritva and says the shear is pruto, and big this form say the shear is pruto. However, there's a third sheet of the shaytshuva brings down the zeryako and the shear is sudo, and the oilam saying over mitzad the seid shaboy that the matos lavyonim is misamech the oni. Therefore, let's take the Hiddush Shaboy. The idea behind the mitzvah is to mahad the ani, make simcha with the ani. Now, how much is mesamech the ani? How much can you give into mesamechim? So Shlomo says, simcha, 10 shekels. The Asher says, simcha, 50 shekels. What an Asher is, 50 shekels. They come in the same mahalach, they said the word simcha with a different nusach. So, it's fascinating. But the way the Olim said over, the Meitera said over, that the kind of the mitzvah matos of Yoinim is two aniyim for you and two aniyim for your wife, and therefore mitzad the Hiddush Shaboy, mitzad alocha pruta and chlami. That's the ritva. That's what Shmuel seems to pass from like pruta. You want to go with the share of suda, whatever the share is suda. You can argue who suda relative lunch supper what that means exactly. Yesh lotan also. But the Olim says over. Well, Elam says over that, at least in their itself, they tried to, the Mahana, the concept behind it, to the set of Simcha, and Elam says over from the Yashiv, well, the songs go up to from the Yashiv, that they'll never say not Yoy to less than 50. That's actually a nicer or better and holger to live life, especially as the swarming down, that's better to Mahadur in the mitzvah of Matas of Yoyim than Mahadur than the Hidur mitzvah of Mashalach Monis, which the Elam spends a lot of money on Mashalach Monis. So therefore, the Elam says over that the correct thing to give over to each only is 50 shekels, you and your wife, it comes out to be 200 shekels. Again, if you want, I'm always here to, I'll be the shliach, pass it on to the people mitzad the chabur shvoy. Taka mishinichas adar, mar besimcha, and ain't simcha ella, toyo. Very nice.